When he was working on the next computer, he went to Baez's house in Woodside to show her how well it could produce music. He had it play a Brahms quartet, and he told me eventually computers would sound better than humans playing it, even get the innuendo and the cadences better, Baez recalled. She was revolted by the idea. He was working himself up into a fervor of delight, while I was shrinking into a rage and thinking, how could you defile music like that? Jobs would confide in Debbie Coleman and Joanna Hoffman about his relationship with Baez and worry about whether he could marry someone who had a teenage son and was probably past the point of wanting to have more children. At times he would belittle her as being an issues singer and not a true political singer like Dylan, said Hoffman. She was a strong woman, and he wanted to show he was in control. Plus, he always said he wanted to have a family, and with her, he knew that he wouldn't. And so, after about 3 years, they ended their romance and drifted into becoming just friends. I thought I was in love with her, but I really just liked her a lot, he later said. We weren't destined to be together. I wanted kids, and she didn't want any more. In her 1989 memoir, Baez wrote about her breakup with her husband and why she never remarried. I belonged alone, which is how I have been since then, with occasional interruptions that are mostly picnics. She did add a nice acknowledgement at the end of the book to Steve Jobs for forcing me to use a word processor by putting one in my kitchen.